You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A passenger jet carrying 152 people crashed in southern China today, aviation authorities said, and according to reports, it led to a fire on a mountain. More details on the plane crash shortly. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on market, the auto sector, pandemic, upcoming IPOs and all top developments from India and around the world. Before I share other updates, here's what we know until now about the China plane crash on March 21st. A China Eastern Airlines aircraft, which had 132 people and 9 crew members on board, crashed in the mountains in South China on a flight from the city of Kunming to Guangzhou. The jet involved in the accident was a Boeing 737 aircraft. The number of casualties was unknown at the time of recording the podcast. The flight departed the southwestern city of Kunming at around 1 p.m. and the flight tracking ended at 2:22 p.m. It was supposed to land in Guangzhou at around 3 p.m. But the website of China Eastern Airline was later presented in black and white, which airlines do in response to a crash as a sign of respect for the assumed victims. Stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for more updates on the crash. Moving on, here's how the market fared today. Sensex and Nifty fell amid choppy trade. Financial, IT and oil and gas shares were the ones that witnessed heavy selling, whereas metal shares were the ones that gained. Shares were down, tracking global cues as the Russia-Ukraine war drove up oil prices and weighed on investors' appetite for riskier assets. Both Sensex and Nifty finished 1% lower. Sensex was down 570 points to end at 57,290, whereas Nifty 50 settled at 17,117, down 169 points. IT stocks were in focus today. After starting on a positive note, they failed to stay in the green even as Accenture posted a strong set of quarterly numbers and raised its guidance. The Nifty IT declined 0.8% at close, having reversed direction after rising as much as 1.4% earlier in the day. TCS declined 1.4%, whereas Infosys was down 0.1%. On the other hand, Nifty Metal was the biggest sectoral gainer, which rose about 1.5%. In fact, Anil Agarwal, the chairman of Vedanta, said that he expects prices of metals to stabilize at the current levels around 10 to 15% plus minus on these prices. In another update on commodities, following the climb up in international crude prices, the price of diesel sold to bulk users in India has been hiked by about 25 rupees per litre. After the development, multiple petrol pumps across India were shut. To be clear, the retail rates at petrol pumps remain unchanged. The worst hit are private retailers like Nayara Energy, GOBP and Shell, who have so far refused to curtail any volume despite a surge in sales. Several pumps of Shell, Nayara and GOBP were shut, claiming that customers are now opting for IOC, BPCL, HPCL and that they can't compete with these companies. Meanwhile, sources have told CNBC18 that the market's regulator, SEBI, has approved LIC's updated draft reading prospectus for its IPO. According to officials, the updated DRHP is based on LIC's December financials. However, experts say that since the IPO is not expected in this fiscal, the DRHP will need to be updated again. Moving on to the latest on Russia-Ukraine crisis. Russia's war in Ukraine is in the 26th day and there are no signs of abating. The invasion has wreaked devastation and destruction, exacting a heavy toll on civilians. The UN says that more than 3.38 million people have fled Ukraine. The battle for Ukraine's strategic port of Mariupol raged today as Ukraine rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city and Russian bombardment continued. The key port city has seen some of the heaviest fighting since the invasion. Russian and Ukrainian soldiers are fighting block by block for control of the city, where at least 2,300 people have died, some buried in mass graves. The strike was the second time in less than a week that officials reported an attack on a public building where Mariupol residents had taken shelter. Last Wednesday, a bomb hit a theater where more than 1,000 people were believed to be sheltering. It was unclear how many people were killed in that attack. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that 400 civilians were taking shelter at an art school in Azovstal port city when it was struck by a Russian bomb. US President Joe Biden will travel to Poland on March 25th to discuss the international response to the crisis in Ukraine. Now, going back to domestic news, a Reuters report says that India is considering making all adults eligible for booster doses of COVID vaccine. This as infections grow in some countries and some Indians find it hard to travel abroad without a third dose. At present, only frontline workers and those older than 60 are allowed to take booster doses in India, whether free in government centers or paid for in private hospitals. The government is debating whether to provide boosters to other groups for free, according to the report. Next up is an update on the auto sector. Electric vehicles manufacturing in India is all set to get a further boost as Japanese automaker Suzuki Motor Corporation has said that it will invest 10,445 crore rupees by 2026 for local manufacturing of battery electric vehicles and BEV batteries in Gujarat. The company has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, that is MOU, to this effect with the Gujarat government. Under the MOU, the company's wholly owned arm, Suzuki Motor Gujarat, will invest 7,300 crore rupees for the construction of a plant for BEV batteries at land neighbouring to SMG's existing plant by 2026. Moving on, according to a Chrysler report on the auto sector, the utility vehicle segment is booming and rising multifold in India vis-a-vis the long-held view that India is a small cars market. Pushan Sharma, the director of Chrysler Research, said that from 2019 to 2020 onwards, that is 2021 and 2022, the utility vehicles market from 28% has gone up to 48%. Going forward, over the next 5 years, utility vehicles will be closer to about 50%, and small cars, which were about 65% 2 decades back, that will go around 40%, according to him. Lastly, here's an update on Cyclone Asani. Heavy rain coupled with strong winds pounded Andaman and Nicobar Islands on Monday under the influence of a depression over the North Andaman Sea, which is likely to intensify into a cyclone by evening. It is projected to move along and off the Andaman Islands towards Myanmar and South Bangladesh coast, the Indian Meteorological Department director has said. He also clarified that the cyclone will not make a landfall in Andaman Islands as earlier reports suggested. However, it is likely to have a continued impact in terms of rainfall, wind and waves as predicted and mentioned in the bulletin. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.